Good morning. If you could all please find your seats. Thank you so much for coming this morning and joining the youth in worship.
Here's to the one who made the morning bright. Here's to the one who taught the stars to shine. Here's to the one who graced the dead of night, pulled me from the dark, set my heart alight. Oh, yeah. Here's to the one who made my heart to sing, opened up my eyes and washed away my sin. Here's to the one who gave his life for mine, broke all my chains and set me free, alright.
Good morning, everyone. That was pretty cool. Okay, could get used to that one. Thank you for coming to Youth Sunday. We're also happy that everyone is here today. And first off, we want to start off with the reading from the Bible. So God's word in 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, we thank you so much for letting us all gather here today. We thank you for letting us all get here safely and being able to safely gather together. Lord, we ask that you bless this service and that you let someone somewhere here today take something out of either a song or the sermon or the Bible verses. God, we just ask that you let us have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week, and in your name we pray. Amen. So please stand and worship with us this morning.
Remind my heart, Lord, increase. my new faith. So I will run into the waves as courage comes to take fierce place with perfect love. Perfect love. Oh, what can take away my hallelujah? No darkness can contain my hallelujah. Your cross has made a way for my hallelujah, my hallelujah.
You give life no man can take, no power in hell could separate. And who can stand against your might, with armies of angels by my side? So I will run into the waves as courage comes to take fierce place with perfect love. Perfect love. Oh, what can take away my hallelujah? No darkness can contain my hallelujah. Your cross has made a way for my hallelujah, my hallelujah.
Nothing can take my hallelujah, nothing can take my hallelujah. Shadows will fade, darkness will break, I'll keep on singing your praise. Nothing can take my hallelujah, nothing can take my hallelujah. Shadows will fade, darkness will break, I'll keep on singing your praise. Nothing can take my hallelujah, nothing can take my hallelujah. Shadows will fade, darkness will break, I'll keep on singing your praise. Oh, what can take away my hallelujah? No darkness can contain my hallelujah. Your cross has laid away for my hallelujah, my hallelujah. Oh, what can take away my hallelujah? No darkness can contain my hallelujah. Your cross has made a way for my hallelujah, my hallelujah.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings.
King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in
you've done for me.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy,
worthy. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading Joshua 1:1-9 on your pew Bibles, that is page 178. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, who had served Moses. "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you and the people prepare to cross over the Jordan to the land I am giving the Israelites. I have given you every place where the sole of your foot treads. Just as I promised Moses, your territory will be from the wilderness in Lebanon to the great Euphrates River, all the land of the Tigris and west to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you. As long as you live, I will be with you, just as I was with Moses. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Just be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to their fathers to give them as an inheritance. Above all, be strong and very courageous to carefully observe the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you will have success wherever you go. This block of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to recite it at day and at night, so that you may carefully observe everything written in it. Then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray to you this morning to ask that you be with Gavin as he preaches to us, and that you help us all to comprehend what he says and to comprehend your word. It is in your name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat.
This is amazing grace.
I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again. And when you've lost all belief, all that you've done for me,
stop sign, watching people drive.
This morning for him.
You show me every breath I breathe is from you. Every fingerprint part of you. I am yours from start to end. You hold me, and even when I wander, never farther than just a word away. When I say Jesus, the very mention shatters the darkness and calms my soul. When I say Jesus, I'm surrounded by your victory. Oh, there's freedom in your name. When I say Jesus, the very mention shatters the darkness and calms my soul. When I say Jesus, nothing now can hinder your love that never fades.
Do I just pull it? Or just, does it just come out? Are you sure? Oh, okay. A little harder than I expected it to be. Oh, it's not actually that long. It's just paper. I wanted to make it pretty organized. Okay. Well, thank you again for everyone coming to Youth Sunday. It was supposed to be a little while ago. It got pushed. We all know the circumstances. We won't bring them up again. But let me tell you, thinking of a sermon was not easy. Okay? The pastors have all made it look very simple. It's not. I tried 3 times. First 2 times were too hard and I gave up. Third time, I found something, okay? I was praying, nothing came to me. But then I thought of it. Faith over fear. I was expecting applause, so. Thank you. Well, it's a good name, right? I never said anything about being humble, so we can agree it's a good name, okay? And in the times we're living in right now, I think it's a really important topic to go over. So let's ask the Lord to open our hearts to the message this morning. Dear Lord in heaven, I thank you for everything that you do for this community and for this church. And today we ask you to open our hearts to the message and let us be open-minded with how we feel about different hardships that have been coming in our ways. Lord, it is hard sometimes, and each of us know it. But with your strength and with your love, I know we can make it through anything that is thrown at us. Jesus, we thank you for this morning that we get to spend with each other. And God, in your son's name I pray, amen. So I'm doing this lesson heavily focused on Joshua 1:9. Okay, so this was a part of the scripture reading, but let me remind you of what it was saying. So Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So this is after Moses' death, and Joshua steps up to bring the Israelites into the land that God has given to them. And as we see from this passage, this is Joshua's pep talk. And who knows better to give a pep talk than God? You know what I mean? Joshua has to continue Moses' work by bringing the Israelites out, and it's not the easiest of work, let me tell you, okay? But there are 2 big ideas that I want us to see from this passage. So in the beginning of this passage, God says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed." So let's stop there. We all know that God is all-powerful and all-knowing, but if I'm not mistaken, and pastors, you can correct me if I'm wrong, this is some God-level sarcasm. Okay? He says, "Have I not commanded you?" That's like when my mom tells me, "Did I forget to tell you to take the garbage out?" Let's be honest, she did tell me, but I just didn't do it, okay? Let's be honest. So, of course, God commands us to be strong and courageous. So here when Joshua's like, "You need someone else? Why me? I can't do it." God is like, "But I told you you're doing it." Why? Why can God tell us what we have to do? Because we have limits, right? Don't we know what our own limits are? Well, apparently not. Because we can do these tests that we think are impossible, but how can we do it? So let's look at the last bit of Joshua 1:9. God's word says, "For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Well, there you go. There's your answer. I kind of just told it to you. So why can we do these tasks? It's because we're not alone. We have God with us. He's with us always. He's with us forever when we need him and when we don't think we need him. He's here to strengthen us and to help us. And so we can also see this in Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." Sound familiar? But this is the part I wanted to focus on. The last part says, "I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now that's what I wanted to look at. Because God says he will strengthen us and he will uphold us. He will help us even when we think we're lost. But are we ever really lost? Because we have God with us. So now in this verse we can see that why should we choose faith over fear? Well, why do we need to fear if we already have our faith? Instead of focusing on the fear, why don't we strengthen our faith? Because we know that God is with us. And if God is not with us, who can ever hurt us? Next page. Okay, so the next point that I have to offer is not more of a statement, like I'm telling you, it's more of a question for you to think about. Why fear anyway? No applause, okay. So I thought that was really deep. Because you're not thinking, no applause, please. Because you're not thinking about that all the time. When you fear, you just fear. You're afraid, but why are you afraid? So let's think of reasons why we're scared. Maybe it's a scary movie. Maybe it's dark, or what's in the dark. Maybe you had a nightmare. Maybe you're scared you won't see someone again. But we all go through hardships, right? So now let's, in all seriousness, let's think of a time that we've been scared and everything turned out okay. But Gavin, not everything is right in my life right now. Yes, I know. Me too. And so is everyone here in the building. Let's try to think of it when it came out okay. It's kind of weird, right, to think about? Maybe a little funny. Definitely ridiculous. Like, how did that even happen? Well, don't be scared. I don't know how to support that. Just don't be scared, okay? Because why do you need to be? I know in the moment it's hard not to be scared, especially when we forget that God is always with us. But in the time, we have to really hold on to that thought. So let's look at Hebrews 13:6 for a second. You don't have to flip there. I'll tell you. So God's word says, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. So what can man do?" Well, that just took the words right out of my mouth. Because God is helping us as he is our helper. And in him, I know I do not need to fear. Because what can man do to me? Because God is with me. And these are all being said straight out of the verse. And I'd have to say it's definitely true. We have to hold on to our faith before we all go crazy through fear. Because fear leads a very dangerous road. But when we hold on to our faith, that's when things get better. This is the fun part. Why? That's on there too. It just says why. Okay? Because I know what you guys are thinking. Well, what am I supposed to do with this information now? Well, I can't tell you what to do. But you guys can reflect on yourselves. You guys have to do some work too. So what are you supposed to do with this information? Well, let me tell you. If you are not fully trusting with your heart that God is the only one true God and that Christ died on the cross for every single one of us today, I would highly suggest that you talk to someone or consider it. Because let me tell you, life in Christ and knowing that death after death is totally abolished and eternity is just handed out. What? No death after death. There's no death after death. It's eternity with God in heaven. There's no death. You die and you go to heaven. It's just handed out to anyone who calls upon his name. It's free. And I know things can get expensive, but this is free. Okay? You just need to trust in your heart. And you can talk to me. I do not know a lot of answers. I'm going to let you know that right now. You can talk to any of the pastors here. You can talk to a deacon, a deaconesses, or an elder. I know it's the same thing as a deacon. I just wanted to add it into the sermon, you know. I do pay attention. I pay attention. Yeah. I thought you guys would like that, you know what I mean? He's sitting there. I hope you're here for the second one, too, because I'm doing the same thing. So, but seriously, we have to know that Jesus died for us, and all he wants to do is form a relationship with us. But through our sin, we're turning our back to God. And it's pretty simple. All we have to do is repent to God, repent our sin away, then fully trust in God. And there we go. There's eternity in heaven. So let's wrap this up. And let me conclude all the wonderful information that I have put into all of your heads. And for those who slept through it, because I can see you guys. I know it's a little weird, but I can see each and one of you, okay? Just know that going on, Lord, okay? So faith over fear is a really important lifestyle to live through. And even though it isn't always the easiest life, it is the life we're also commanded to live. God gives us the strength and helps us through life, even when we feel so alone and lost. But when we're alone and lost, are we ever really? Because we always have God with us, so we're not alone. And God has a plan for each of us, so we're never actually lost. And remember, at the end of the day, a mask isn't going to save us. It's going to be Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this day and these people who were able to come this morning, whether over the live stream or in person. God, we all know that we don't always follow your rules, but we also know that you are by our side. We ask that you give us the strength to go about our lives through you and let us be a light to those who do not know you. God, I ask that you let us all go home safely today, let the second service go well, and let us have a great rest of the day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Worship, please. But it's a good one. So.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea.
I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore.
Troubled sea.
My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Okay. Dear Lord in heaven, we thank you for letting you Sunday go well, and I ask that you bless the second service with the same as you did here. God, I ask that you let us all go home and drive safe getting home, and I ask that even though we go through troubles and we go through hard times, we ask that you be the light through all of it. Amen.